On Wednesday, the state's local boundary commission wrapped up three full days of public testimony related to two competing annexation petitions. Both the cities of Manicotic and Dillingham are asking to annex all or a part of the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District for the purpose of collecting a raw fish tax. Both are using the legislative review method, meaning they hope to get their proposals in front of the state legislature for approval next session. In order to do that, each city needs the approval of the local boundary commission first. Each interested party, the City of Dillingham, the City of Manicotic, and the opposition led by Ekuk Natives Limited, were granted 10 minutes to make their closing remarks. Attorney Brooks Chandler spoke first on behalf of the City of Dillingham.
I strongly would suggest that the whole concept that a sustainable local government in this part of the state of Alaska is not in the best interest of the state is simply not a rational conclusion. It is not supported by a thorough examination of the detailed information that is in the record. And it should not lead you to reverse course and deny the City of Dillingham's annexation petition on this particular basis.
Chandler continued that Dillingham's annexation would be an incentive to forming a borough rather than a disincentive. Attorney Jim Baldwin, representing the Ekuk Tribal Council, asked the five commissioners to follow the staff's recommendations and deny both petitions or carve out exceptions for Clark's Point and Ekuk.
Our first line position is the staff's position, basically that the opposing petition should be turned down. But if it's the will of the commission to approve some sort of an annexation on the eastern side of the bay over by Clark's Point in that way, that consideration be given to reserving out those revenue generating areas that right now are benefiting the region through this shared fisheries tax.
Attorney for Manicotic Jim Brennan asked the commissioners not to get hung up on the borough formation idea, which he said is likely not going to ever happen.
It's certainly fair to look at Dillingham and say, well, they were really trying to become a borough in the name of an annexation. But in the case of Manicotic, they're not trying to do that. They have a meritorious proposal before you for an annexation, and we ask that it be fairly judged under the standards and not be denied on grounds that, well, maybe sometime, somehow, there will be a borough out here. If that happens, that's fine. It will not be inconsistent with an annexation by Manicotic. Manicotic could either be in the borough or out of the borough, depending upon what the proposal was that's at some point brought forward by voters.
The LBC took rebuttal arguments from all sides on Wednesday, followed by closing arguments and more public testimony. The five commissioners will take all the information received and are expected to issue a decision Thursday morning at a meeting in Anchorage. At stake is roughly $700,000 in annual fish tax revenues, depending on the levy, value, and size of the catch. Currently, the Nooshigak is the only district in Bristol Bay that does not levy a tax on the commercial salmon harvest. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.